Since the legislative session was officially closed, Governor Rick Scott has gone through the many bills that were passed through the House and Senate. And of course, he has the option to reject or veto any of those proposed legislation. And we're pleased to report at Florida Citrus Mutual that the governor signed off and it has become law, all the revisions to Chapter 601. That was truly important. The Florida citrus industry, through subcommittees and truly vetted out changes to 601, like the staggering terms of the citrus commissioners, like clearly setting the maximum tax rate on Florida citrus growers. So that work started last summer, went through the whole legislative process, and then just literally last Friday signed by the governor. And another change that was incorporated in 601 was the fact that the executive director of the Department of Citrus needs to be reviewed and approved by the Citrus Commission. That position will not need Senate confirmation in the future. So that brings that decision-making process back to the Florida Citrus Commission. There were so many changes, also including maturity standards, delegating that back to the Department of Citrus. Those standards can become rule and not a statutory requirement. That will serve the industry better, we believe, in that we can respond to issues that Mother Nature might give us. The bottom line is we had an entire Florida citrus delegation. It was a real team effort to get this legislation passed. Representative Ben Albritton headed up the effort, as well as Denise Grimsley and Senator Hayes and Senator J.D. Alexander, all supportive of these changes.
The governor, I believe, also has reappointed all 9 citrus commissioners, correct?
He has. That was certainly an interesting challenge for the governor. During the legislative session, the Senate was not able to confirm not only the citrus commission appointments, but many statewide appointments, nearly 40 pages. And so the governor had to go back and reconfirm all his appointments, and he did that, including the 9 Florida citrus commissioners that presently sit.
We're in pretty good shape now legislatively. We got what we wanted for the most part, correct?
Oh, it was for the Florida citrus industry, it could not have been better. The $2 million allocated and signed by the governor for research. The cleanup for 601 puts us in shape for the future. Some issues that Florida citrus had missed in the past, whether it was red diesel or the packing house electricity exemption, all favorable to the Florida citrus industry, and most important, the issue of a mandatory e-verification process, not part of the 2012 agenda.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.